We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Kav Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo and Kalim Perich Avav Mishnah Hey Elu Oros Tamei and Midras. The following hides are susceptible to Tomas Midras. We'll see that some of them are made for lying upon, sitting upon. Some of them are maybe primarily used for other purposes, but they have a secondary purpose of sitting upon, of lying upon. Number one is Or Shechi Shevalav L'Shatiach. You have a piece of leather which potentially could be made into something else. But the person had in mind, the owner of this hide had in mind, had intent that he's going to spread it out on the floor as a mat and for people to sit upon. So that's susceptible to Tomas Medrash. Or Sikortia. Bar Tanuya says, or Shaloshim Ha'abdanim Bish'as Malachtan. The tanners themselves would wear this as some type of apron when they worked. So this is also susceptible to Tomas Medrash. Apparently, people would sit upon it as well. Or Katavlia. That is a bedspread, Bar Tanura says. Or Shematzien Agabe Amita Bishokvanov. So it's something you put on the bed to lie upon. Or Hachamar, the hide of the Chamar. Now, some have the Girsa Chamor, which would mean that is a hide of the, that you put a piece of leather on the back of the donkey underneath the load, which people would, although would protect the donkey from the load, people would sit upon it, lie upon it as well. But our Girsa is Or Hachamar. Chamar is the donkey driver, and will actually fits in with the next list of people, because the the Patach Kamatz usually has the connotation of is grammatically refers to a job. So we have a chayat, a tailor, a chamar, a gamol, one who rides a camel. We'll see in the Mishnah, katan, kataf, ganov, if you make a living, that's your profession, stealing. So that's the ora chamar. Then if it's referring to the donkey driver, so some type of garment made out of leather that he uses as he's riding to protect himself from the elements. It could be raining, whatever it may be outside. Or hakatan, that is a piece of leather, the katan. Katan is the one who works with flax. Kitna is kuf, tuf. Nun, aleph, is the Aramaic word for pishtun, for flax. So a katan is someone who works with flax. So he also had something that he would wear if he was combing flax. So he wore this leather apron. And this way, this waste material that may be in the flax, he doesn't want that on his clothing. Or hakatuf, katuf from the word ktefayim, from shoulders. These are porters, people who schlep things, and they put a piece of leather on their shoulders or to cushion whatever load that they may have. So this also people apparently would lie upon. Or harofe, the leather of the doctor. That is, Bar Tanura says, shelo yitanfu begadav bedam apzaim. He's working with wounds, and he doesn't want the, he has his lab coat made out of leather, so he doesn't get blood on his clothing. Or ha'arisa, a piece of leather that's in a cradle, in a crib, that you put that on in the crib, maybe for the more, make it more comfortable for the child, for the baby, maybe to protect whatever is the crib itself, the mattress from any urine or any excrement of the child. Or halev shel katan, literally the leather of the heart, on the heart of a katan. Two possibilities. Bar Tanura here says regilim hayu lachagor or al masneha katan keneged libo. Apparently they would take this piece of leather, and they would wrap it around the hips and all the way up to the heart of a child. Shelo yakenu hechatul alibo v'yamus. So he's not attacked by a cat. So on his heart, and the cat, God forbid, won't kill him. So that's the Or Halev Shel Katan. That also, it's not used primarily for lying upon, but it could be used for that, or was used for that as a secondary purpose. That's Mitame Tumas Midras as well. Others claim that with it's just nothing about a cat attacking a child, but Or Halev just means a piece of leather over the chest, which is a bib. Or hakar v'hakesis, or a piece of leather for the mattress, a cushion, and the pillow, or the pillow and the mattress and the cushion. Kar and kesis, once again, not clear throughout Shas which one is which. But either way, it's a piece of hide that's used here as a cover to put over the pillow or the mattress in order to make sure to keep them clean from people who are sitting upon them. So says the Mishnah at the end, Midras, these are all susceptible to Tumas Midras. There's some discussion why the word midras is repeated over here. We're not going to get into that. Then the Mishnah says, or hasorok, or hasorek. So what's the difference? So sorok is leather, obviously, or is leather, and sorok from the word means from combing. So what's the sorok and what's the sorek? So the sorek is this, that's the comber. That's what is doing the, that's the verb. A sorok, that's worn by the people who make combs. Bar Tanura says, umnim hasorokim pishton. No, that's the second one. Or hasoruk, or shechogrim umne hamasre kosh almasnem. Those who make combs, those who craft, are the craftsmen who make, the artisans who make the combs, so they wear this on their hips. And the or hasorek, which is the hide that is worn by the workers combing wool or combing flax. He wears that also on his lap, and he used that to comb the material. So what about these? So this is a machlok, as opposed to the rest of the Mishnah, the previous list, and maybe that's why it says the word midrash, to tell you that this machlok is only related to these, the last two, the or hasarok and or hasarek, not to anything else. The Mishnah here says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, it's midrash. He believes that the comb maker's hide and the comber's hide, the one who combs wool, flax, etc., are both tamei medras as well. People would lie on them as also. V'chachamim omrim, no, tamei mace. He believes that they are not susceptible to tumas medras, the tamei mace, which means that they are other forms of tumas maga they have, but people don't, the saruk and the sorek, the comers, people making combs, they don't really sit on these. Perichav of Mishnah Vav. Av ksus visachrich ksus midras. So the first case of av ksus is a leather bag. Upon av, that's what it means. It's thick, but it means it's a case made out of leather that's thick in order to store ksus, ksus sheira, ksus of onas alo yigra, ki ichisuso levada. The word ksus is clothing, so it's a gar, it's a case for clothing. That's number one. And tachrich ksus, that is a piece of leather that you wrap clothing. And tachrich, you have that in Bava Metzia, in the second parak. Tachrich, so here you have either a case made out of leather, that's more of a receptacle, or a tachrich ksus, one that you wrap, a piece of leather that you wrap the clothing in. So the Mishnah says these are both midras. They're susceptible to tumas. Midras people would lie upon them as well. And as we know, same as the previous Mishnah, once it has tumas midras, that has all those types of tumah as well. Avar gaman v'sachrich argaman. What about if you have a case that's there to store purple wool? Or tachrich argaman, or it's not a case made out of leather, but it's something that you wrap around the argaman, and this is to protect, obviously, to protect the purple wool, which was very expensive. Beishame omen midras, it's also tumas medras. Beisil omen tumay mace, but not tumas medras. Why not tumas medras? Because people would not lie upon these, since these are protecting very expensive wool that is dyed argaman purple. So therefore, people would not lie on these leather cases, leather wraps, and therefore they don't have tumas medras. They have tumas mace. They're no doubt they have the status of a kli. So they have tumas maga, tumas sheres, tumas nevela, tumas mace, but not tumas medras. That's Beis Hillel's opinion. Or sha'asa o chipui la keli tahor, a hide that a person made into a cover for a kli. So that is tahor. That's not mekabel tuma, because a cover is not mekabel tuma. Bar Tanur actually quotes. He says, "Dehachi Tanya, we have a brisa Tosefta. Yochol shanei mar bechipuye kelim l'tuma." You would think that not only is a kli mekabel tuma, but or something that encloses something, but even something that covers a kli is mekabel tuma. Tamalamai the pasuk says of Vayikra Yud Aleph, "Asher yasem alacha bohem." Prat lichipur kalim. It's only if you're doing malacha with the item, but the kisu you don't do malacha with. It's only the kli do malacha with. So therefore, those are excluded. So that's why, or leather that you made a chipui as a cover for kli, it's tahor. La mishkalos tame. But if you made a leather cover for a mishkalos for weights on a scale, so that
is mekabel tuma. Why should that be? So the Bar Tanura says, he quotes Vahadis, not he quotes Zeha Klal. True, the rule is Ha'asu lichipui tahor. If it's made as a cover, it's not mekabel tuma, cover of a kli, based on the pasuk. Has to be where you're using it for malacha. But chipui dimishkolos shiny. But if it's a leather cover to cover those weights, that is different. Why? Lifishu asri lekabala vahamishkolos atzma eina kli.
We view the cover as if it's a makabel. What do you mean it's makabel? Makabel means something you put something inside. This is a cover. So the answer is when it comes to mishkolos, when it comes to weights, weights don't have a top and a bottom. So that would mean that if you turn the weight over, then and you have your, and all of a sudden now, this can be used as as the base kibul, so to speak, of the weight, instead of the cover of the weight. So that's why an ore that's made, if it's made as a chipui for a keli, so okay, it's made as a cover, it's used as a cover. But if it's made as a chipui for a mishkal, for a weight, so then it's not only used as a cover, it can be if the weight goes in a different direction, upside down, so then it's this is not only a cover, this could be used as putting the weight inside. If there's no top, there's no bottom. So it could be used for a cover, but it could be used as the, so to speak, the inside to enwrap the mishkal, the weight. Therefore, it is mekabel tuma. Now, this is not Tumas Medrash we're speaking about here, this is just regular tuma. We were speaking about Tumas Medrash, something you lie upon. These pieces of leather you don't lie upon. The question is, when it's used as a cover, it's mekabel tuma at all? So the answer is generally no, based on the pasuk. It has to be used for malacha. But if it's for mishkal, where you potentially would put the mishkal inside of it, even though it generally uses a cover, it's mekabel tuma. Then the Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Yossi mitahir mishum aviv. Rabbi Yossi's father's chalafta, Rabbi Yossi ben chalafta, that's the general Rabbi Yossi we see, unless we're told otherwise. So he says the name of his father, I think the leather cover that's used even as weights is also not mekabel tuma. Yes, it's true. You could use it as not only the cover, but you could put the weight inside if you turn everything upside down, so then it can be used on the bottom. It doesn't matter because the weight can go in any direction. Nonetheless, since it's generally used as a cover, we treat it as a cover, and it's not mekabel tuma.